No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got Tekashi 6ix9ine in this bitch. How you doing, bro?
What's up, bro? You know that shit. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
It's been a long time coming, and you got a whole crazy wave of buzz going on right now, and I'm not sure exactly how it happened, but you definitely have a fucking defined aesthetic. Like, there's something very, very new going on with you.
It definitely is, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm different from everybody else, you know what I'm saying? And I just been trying to stay away from whatever other people do, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's time now to, you know, show people who I am and for them to really get to know me and shit.
Yeah, so today, the fucking video with Dex came out, which is crazy. There's like so many things going on in this video that we need to talk about. But so how did it come about that you were going to do a song with Dex in the first place?
All right, so back in March, I came to LA and I had linked up with Trippie Redd, and when we shot the video Pose, I guess Dex seen it because Dex was doing Blade of Woe with Trippie, and Dex had hit me up in DM, and he was like, yo, this fire, let's link. So I didn't even see that message. My man Rocket was with Dex.
Shout out Rocket the Goon.
Yeah, shout out Rocket the Goon.
10,000 a pint, yeah.
And Rocket was with Dex, and I was just with my man Andrew in his crib. We was editing some shit, and Rocket called me, and he happened to be with Dex, and Dex was like, yo, let's get up and shit. And we just happened to come to L.A. before leaving on tour, and we had shot Zeta Zero, and that shit was, we just knocked that shit out.
Yeah.
And I just released that shit now.
So did you film the scene with Dex in the video, like, right then?
Yeah, right then and there.
So
yeah,
you had pyrotechnics on hand? You were ready to, like, light some shit on fire?
Word. Yeah. I just be lighting anything on fire.
Oh, okay.
Real shit. Like, I just be trying to, you know, outdo myself with the videos and shit. My man Trife Drew do his thing with the videos. I feel like I got the best videos. I got the best videos in America.
You're one of the first dudes, like, in rap, because I've always kind of known a bit about, like, videos and video making through, like, BMX, skateboarding type shit. And I always, like, thought, like, man, it would be so much easier for rap videos to be so much better than they are.
Nah, yeah. Everybody do the same shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be in like, a mob scene, throwing up gang signs, doing the little gun thing, you know what I mean, with the hands. And everybody want to just be doing the same thing. I don't give people that, you know what I'm saying? I do a lot of different things. I do it differently than other people, and I feel like that's where my fan base is at, because they, you know, they appreciate what I do for them. And I have some, like, a little bit, you know what I mean, of videos out and songs out, but
and there's some crazy shit, bro. You got the Street Fighter video where you're damaging your opponent, Jay Stash, the whole time and shit. That shit was crazy.
Nah, he won the first round.
I let him
win the first round.
Right.
And yeah, shout out Jay Stash. Tekken.
Yeah, because I was watching it today, and it halfway through, I realized that every single time one of you got, like, some good bars off, that the other person's life meter went down, and I'm like, that is the craziest shit. I've watched that video like 2-3 times, and I never noticed it till then.
Now, yeah, a lot of people haven't watched that video, but you know what I mean. With that video, Exodia, I just, you know, try to, like, outdo my last video. So
right.
Every video I try to outdo myself.
When did you actually start rapping, like, in your mind? When did this whole journey begin?
Well, I started rapping for fun, to be honest with you. I didn't really want to be a rapper or whatever. I just started making music because everybody was just like, yo, you look mad cool. Like, you know what I mean?
So you had some wild style going on before that?
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. I don't know if you ever saw this viral picture of me.
I know.
Pussy eater.
Yeah.
Shit.
And it said HIV or STD and everything, right?
HIV, STD, and I had the 6ix9ine on my back.
So was that before you were rapping?
Before.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Why everybody always like, yo, he doing the 6ix9ine shit for him. And he doing this all this 6ix9ine shit now. But I've been doing that shit. That shit been a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so
when did the 6ix9ine thing become a thing though? Because you have it tattooed on your body probably what, like a couple dozen times?
Nah, it's over like 200 times.
200, Jesus.
Over 200
times. Oh my God, okay.
Yeah.
The biggest ones, well, the most noticeable one's the one on your face.
Yeah, the one
easily.
On my face.
And that's new, right?
Yeah, it's new.
Oh, it's still peeling a little bit.
Yeah, it's peeling.
Oh, it's brand new. So what's 6ix9ine mean to you? Is this your crew at a certain point or?
Yeah, 6ix9ine is just a lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? And it has to do a lot with how I came up, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get too much into what 6ix9ine is, you know what I'm saying, right now. But just, I want people to really, like, understand. So I'm going to let them know who I am first before they get to understand the 6ix9ine, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's, like, a whole, it's part of me, you know what I mean? And it's part of my people, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's a lifestyle.
So when you first had that, was that your first viral thing? Was when you had that photo of you wearing that outfit and people just started going crazy over
Hell
it?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
I've been going viral forever. You know what I mean? Crazy part is that I have so many different Instagrams, bro. Like, I'm the king of getting my Instagram deleted.
Oh, I bet.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Andrew, what is this? Like, my fifth Instagram?
11th.
I ain't gonna lie, I got my Instagram deleted so many times. Everybody know who Tekashi 6ix9ine is.
Always naked girls or what?
Always naked girls. Me pedigreeing girls. You know what I'm saying? Me catching head. You know what I mean? From girls and shit. And I was always that nigga going viral. You know what I'm saying? And people like, yo, like this kid crazy, this kid wow. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, all that shit not brand new. I've been doing that shit, you know what I'm saying? I just calm down because everybody want to be, you know, everybody just want to do shit that I already did. So,
well,
like,
once you want to calm down at a certain point with the getting head on Instagram and everything, because at a certain point, it's like, oh, this Instagram is a big way that I'm promoting my music,
yeah.
And I'm going to lose that shit if I keep getting my dick sucked. I know, because I just had my Snapchat deleted because I got my dick sucked by two girls at the same time, and I'm still hurting off that shit.
Nah, you burning?
No, not like that. Hurting like, damn, I was getting 65,000 views and now it's been months and I'm at 50K views.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck about Snapchat like that anyway, but, you know, it was weird. So, all right. So at that time, though, were you just like, what were you doing with your life when that photo went viral? And did that lead into you to start rapping?
The 6ix9ine, that pussy eater shit?
Yeah, that one photo. I don't know. To me, that just stands out a shitload. And I met you in real life, and then I realized that's the guy from that photo. Yeah.
Word. Hell no. I wasn't even rapping then, you know what I mean? What made me start rapping, all the people from my neighborhood was just like, yo, like, you got to put on, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, like, you just look cool, like, you know what I mean? You need to start rapping. I just didn't want to rap, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just like videos and visuals, and I like, you know, expressing myself.
So you making videos for other people before you started rapping?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Or hell no. I just
you were just a kid on the block dressing crazy because you felt like it.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it was just me. You know what I mean? Like, I was always that kid that just wanted to be me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I never give a fuck about what people think. Like, yo, he doing too much, or yo, he doing this, he doing that. I don't care about none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my fan base has to do a lot with kids that are troubled, you know what I mean? Troubled kids that, like, probably go home and get beat on and abused and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm the type of character, I'm the type of artist where those kids could come and be like, you know, if Tekashi get make fun of, Tekashi be calling a bitch, he be calling a clown, he be calling goofy, he be calling this, that, but the next post he posts, he's smiling, like, you know what I mean? Good, chilling. You know what I mean? And I'm appealing to those people that don't have money to buy Bape, Supreme, what's the other shit that kids is wearing nowadays? Like, you know what I mean?
Rompers.
All that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, kids don't got all that bread, like, to be, you know what I mean, spending on.
Bro,
all
I know
that.
You spending the check on that hair dye, though.
Nah, yeah. You know that shit. I gotta keep it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
That shit. I dye this shit, like, probably like every week.
Every week, really?
Nah, not every week.
Wait, but do you? I know how you're living. I bet you got some girls. You're like, hey, baby, dye my hair a million different colors. Boom, they're doing it. You ain't going and spending $1 million at the salon, right?
Nah, that's you. You got a girl dyeing your hair.
Or, you think?
Yeah.
No, that's the illest shit, though, when you see a dude who's got like less than an inch of hair and he got it dyed. I'm like, damn, bro, you must be doing that all the time.
Nah, but word, like, you know what I mean? Like, you never see Tekashi 6ix9ine and no Bape. You cannot find no picture of me ever and no name brand clothes. Like, but did you know what I mean? If it's not
deep. Did you feel from a young age like you were sort of like an outcast or a freak and that you were getting made fun of and that you reacted?
Of course. I never had, like, growing up, I never had no money to be spending on all these brands. And now I got money. Fuck am I buying that for? If I couldn't afford it back then, why am I buying it now? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That don't mean nothing to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A piece of a fabric, that don't mean nothing to me. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Because bitches still gonna love you. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta be yourself. You know what I mean? And that's what a lot of these artists and a lot of these people don't understand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm. You know what I mean? I love my supporters, and I feel like, you know, they feel me. You know, they DM me. They let me know that they understand the story. They understand, and they understand the scum lifestyle. You know what I mean? And what 6ix9ine is.
So it's still Scum Gang.
It's still Scum Gang. Okay, it would never change none of that. You know what I'm saying? Scum Gang is Scum Gang. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Scum stand for Society Can't Understand Me. You know what I'm saying? Oh. And that's for all the troubled kids and all the kids that, you know, live day by day just trying to get through their day. Right. You know what I'm saying?
So Bushwick, though? You're from Bushwick.
From
day one?
Day one. That's what's born up. And raised Bushwick.
So what was it like from my perspective? I've lived in Bushwick for like 7 years, but from your perspective, what was it like growing up there? And especially, did you always know that you were going to be a different type of person?
Growing up in Bushwick is just, you know, regular street shit. Like, if you from New York, you already know how Brooklyn give it up. You know what I mean? And
they'll beat the shit out of you. Not you, anyone.
Nah, but, you know, it changed. You know what I'm saying? Bushwick is not the way it used to be. You know what I'm saying? Bushwick is not what it used to be. Bushwick is not, you know what I mean, what it used to be like in 2008.
It's like a punchline
now.
Yeah,
it's just like mad hipsters moved in, mad, you know.
I moved there like 2005. Shit was still lit as fuck. Word. By the time I left 2010, it was a whole different world. Changed, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's cops on every corner and all that bullshit. But with my videos, I try to show them what Bushwick is, because now it's just a fucking painted picture. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just a painted picture. And that shit whack. You know what I mean? I want to show them where I really came from.
Mm-hmm. So how do you first start getting involved in actually like making music, making videos and stuff like that?
Basically, like, you know what I mean? My first video was called 6ix9ine. And
didn't you take that one off?
Yeah. No, okay. That shit got deleted. But yeah, it got deleted. My first couple videos got deleted. And that shit, I just did it for fun, to be honest with you. It was no serious, like, yo, this shit gonna go, this shit gonna blow up. I was just like, yo, I want to see myself on camera. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was like 15 at the time. I had 8 Lamborghinis on the block, chilling. Like, you know what I mean? Hanging out some, like, just chilling, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Being a young nigga. And nobody was doing that in my neighborhood. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's one thing to make a rap song. It's like, I always tell kids, I'm like, if you want me to take you seriously, if you want me to really, like, judge your music career, make some fucking videos. Make a video or two. Because it's so hard to listen to a SoundCloud link and just be like, oh, yeah, this dude's got something. Because it's like, anybody could have a hot beat. Anybody could have their vocals sounding right, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, if you have a video where you actually look good on camera and you show that you have some element of style, you have some understanding of presenting yourself, then I might be able to actually be like, all right, I'm kind of intrigued by this. And for you, like, even those early videos, like, you really have something different going on. And then the crazy thing is about it is how the shit just keeps advancing every video, and you can just keep doing something different every video.
Word. That's what I want to say. You know what I mean? For this interview, I want to take my time and really break it down to a lot of people who don't know Tekashi. You know what I'm saying? So let's take it from there and let's move it to this. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is like, because I know the fans got a lot of questions. I want to answer a lot of questions, because it's hard. No one has ever heard Tekashi 6ix9ine speak, like, you know what I mean, in a real interview. This is my first interview ever, you know what I'm saying? And no one heard Tekashi 6ix9ine really speak. No one knows what Tekashi 6ix9ine is about. No one knows anything about Tekashi 6ix9ine, you know what I'm saying? So let's get it off where I don't even have a SoundCloud. I never had a SoundCloud to begin
Else made one for
The fans made SoundClouds. I don't have a YouTube page. I don't have no source of outlet, like a media outlet, to promote my music. I just upload my music.
It's been YouTube?
Just YouTube. Mm. Or shout out Yaksha, shout out Fuck Them. And
what is the Fuck Them YouTube? I've been wondering about
YouTube,
that.
Fuck Them YouTube, they're like a label in Slovakia.
Right.
It's just a good hard dude, like, you know what I mean? And he always show love since first day. Like, you know what I mean? And we just been releasing our videos on there.
Right.
But Tekashi 6ix9ine doesn't have a YouTube, doesn't have a SoundCloud, never had.
Oh,
never.
Okay.
So if y'all following the YouTube, if y'all following the SoundCloud, that was it's not Tekashi 6ix9ine. But it's good to support that.
Eastern Europe knows about what's going to be popping in rap before anybody else.
Word.
I don't know what it is, but.
What it is over here in America, bro.
They're scared of the dark shit.
They're not scared of the dark shit. They dick rod. You know what yeah. I mean? And I'm going to keep it all the way 100. Like, America. America is home, but there's a lot of dick rotters in America. You know what I'm saying? And they jump on it if someone co-signs it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And since I started rapping, bro, keep it all the way 100 with you. Since I started rapping, I never and Andrew will tell you, I never collaborated with no artist. I was straight Tekashi 6ix9ine. Then when niggas was like, yo, all right, let's switch it up. You know what I mean? After tour, right? We switched it up. We started working with Trippy, Dex, J Stash. I'm forgetting about somebody. Yeah, bro. I just started making music. I just started collaborating with other artists.
About a year ago or so. You know what I'm saying?
And nobody, you know what I mean? Well, the thing with America is, they only want to be your fans. They want to be on the bandwagon, on the wave when someone like, I'm not going to say no names, but when someone co-signs it like, yo, this shit is hot. Mm-hmm. And they be like, nah, I've been on Tekashi. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? I've been doing this.
Is that how you feel? Because it's like Trippy is blowing up right now. So now everybody's kind of being like, oh, well, Tekashi, like maybe he's dope after all. Like people back home and shit like that.
Hell no.
No?
Hell no. That's not how I feel. I feel like, I feel different. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like people just want to be that. Like, I've been you about Tekashi 6ix9ine before polls. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? They're like, yo, I want to be the first to say I knew about Tekashi 6ix9ine. I feel like people now are just like, I don't like Tekashi 6ix9ine because they don't understand what's Tekashi 6ix9ine. Who is Tekashi 6ix9ine? They mm-hmm. don't understand that shit. So they like, I don't like it because I don't understand it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like they're scared of it, like you said. Like, they're scared of it. You know what I'm saying? And
they're scared to take a chance being into something before everybody else kind of validates and says, oh, that's
but
cool,
that's
man.
That's how the world works. Mm. And that's how this music industry is. You know what I'm saying?
You can't get popping by not standing out.
That's a fact.
You know?
And it does, and it's not just fans and people. It does with blogs. Mm-hmm. A&Rs, music industry, they scared to take the chance, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And yeah, it's just all about, you know.
I feel like the days of them not being willing to take a chance on you are kind of coming to a slow point though, because in particular, I feel like New York, like there is such a lane right now for somebody in New York who's doing something different, because right. it's like New York started hip hop, but there's just not, like, New York has sort of missed out on the whole, like, new wave of, like, interesting rappers. It's all coming from Florida and maybe even Atlanta and shit, but it's not, like, New York needs that guy. And yeah. I kind of think you can, like, be that guy. Like, you're already making amazing music. And
I am that guy. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am that guy. And a lot of people are noticing now. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are scared of it, but they gonna fall in. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, for New York, we got like the radio crowd. We got the
that,
like,
shit holds back New York a lot. That there's this old fashioned idea of what it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be this boom bap. You know what I mean? And old niggas gonna hate this interview. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's all good.
But you know, they gonna be like, yo, nah, New York need to sound like New York. New York need to be straight boom bap, straight. You know what I mean? Those type of artists. I'm not that type of artist. You know what I mean? And I grew up listening to different shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about being from New York, there's some people, like people around America don't know if they don't fuck with New York. But it's just like New York New York just went New York. You know what I mean?
Cause New York needs to be less Joe Budden and more something else.
Nah, yeah, definitely.
You know, it's like too much of that's what people associate New York with. I'm not going to lie. I was hanging out with some old heads uptown, and they said, like, all right, Mr. SoundCloud, what you got? Play us some hard shit. I played Polls, and they were like, man, like, it cool, but why you got the rainbow all this hair?
Auto-tune shit. Huh? Or, nah, yeah,
they just didn't understand the rainbow hair. They're like, man, that beat hard, and you know, he got the pole, but why you got the rainbow hair? I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, your clothes mine is the rainbow hair. That's not good, bro.
Or nah, old heads is always on some other shit. You know what I mean? They want fucking Joel Santana to come back out. Like, you know what I mean?
That's
they
a
on
good
that
guess.
Shit. You know what I mean? They on that shit and they still bumping, you know, all the way up and shit like mm-hmm. that. You know, not know what the fuck going on. You know what
all
I'm
the
saying?
Way up. That's a good or, point too. That's like that's New York's idea of a hit record in 2017, which is a shame because it's like there's a whole wave of new stuff going on out there. And I mean that's a good song, sure. That's good.
Nah, yeah, that's shit boring, like, you know what I mean, like you're always stuck.
All right, but so you now plus like, you know, years back when you first were getting into making music, what was influencing you? I'm guessing that it was kind of outside rap as well.
Nah, what influenced me, I listened to a lot of All That Remains, Parkway Drive, mm-hmm. like heavy metal. My brother was in like a band and shit, and I always followed him after. Like, I never went to high school, so when my brother was in high school, nah, never.
What, you just stopped going in what grade?
I stopped going in eighth grade. I got expelled in eighth grade, but I did go to high school orientation.
What did you do in eighth grade?
I don't know.
To get expelled?
Oh, to get expelled? I don't know. I literally forgot what happened, but I remember the dean, it was called Mr. Jackson, and he called my mom and said that I did. My pops died in eighth grade, and I remember blacking out. I would black out, like, you know what I'm saying?
In terms of like rage?
Yeah, in rage. Really? Like, I was, yeah, so I'm like, my pops died in eighth grade. And I just started bugging in school.
How'd he pass away?
He got murdered.
Really?
A block away. Yeah, where? He got murdered a block away from my crib.
Do you know what it was about?
Nah, I really don't know. I was 13. I was waiting for my pops to come back home. He never came home. Or
wow. And so how did this affect you at the time?
Bro, like, it, you know what I mean? I don't want to talk about it, but.
It was tough, yeah.
Or like, where shit get real. Or,
damn, bro. That's a fucking crazy ass story right there.
So I just started bugging, and I got expelled from school. And I just stopped going to school because I had to help my mom, you know, pay the rent and shit. My mom is like, she's not disabled, but she's disabled like where she can't work. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I just, you know, I just got to help my mom.
So you became the man of the house super young?
And hell yeah.
What did you have? To, what did you do to make some money?
I became a busboy. Oh, my first job was a busboy. And I got fired because I wasn't strong enough to carry the plates.
Well, if you're like 14, that's not that surprising, I guess.
Nah, yeah, but I'm Mexican, so like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought I had it in my blood.
See, if I said that, I'd be racist, but yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, so like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have it, so I just started trapping with my brother.
Okay.
And then we got jobs. We kept getting fired. We was mad young.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so.
What kind of trapping might you have been doing at that time, though? New York
we
is...
We were selling just weed. Like, okay. We just started selling weed and shit. But we wasn't making no money. You know what I'm saying? We just started, you know, hustling like that to buy a little food for the crib. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it was nice that we would go to sleep with no food in our stomach. And it would hurt. Like,
right.
You know, when you don't got nothing to eat, your stomach stop burning. So
you really struggled. It's kind of weird seeing a lot of rappers who are talking about the struggle and they're bullshitting.
Nah, yeah. Real shit, bro. Like, my mom would lay... I would sleep with my mom. Like, I would still, like, sleep with my mom till, like, the age of, like, 13, 14. Or, like, I was really, like... And I would go to sleep, like, real shit. Like, like with my stomach hurting, my mom, she would like lay over and cry because she hear how screeching my stomach would get. Like, you know what I mean? It was bad, bro. Like, I used to wear sneakers out the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Or I used to, you know, it's crazy. I'll tell you this story. One time my mom said she had some brand new sneakers for me and it was in a box and all, but they were kind of beat up. You know what I'm saying? And what's funny is that I literally saw that same box in the garbage. Like right outside my crib.
Really?
And she brought it in. She think I didn't see that shit. And the next day I went to school and some kid that lived right next to me, I had those shits on. Like his shits on.
And he clowned you?
Nah, he didn't clown me.
He was cool about it?
Yeah, he was cool. Like he was mad cool. I was always a cool kid in my school. But I just didn't have no bread, like, you know what I mean?
That's hard to pull off. I feel like in high school and shit,
I was a funny kid. Like, okay. I had my yearbook. I was class clown and shit. Like, you know what I mean? I was always that funny kid. But I didn't have no bread, bro. Like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, we didn't have it like other kids had it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
but were, like, you know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like all this, like having a struggle and everything, do you think that's affected how you view music? Because to me, you seem like somebody who really, like, you want this shit bad. Like, you want it and bad enough to figure out how to do it. Like, with the videos and shit in particular, that kind of stands out to me. It's like, oh, he gives a fuck about making it in this shit.
Nah, my thing is not about making it. Okay. I just want people to know the difference between me and other artists.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck about making it. I feel like I made it already. Like, you know what I'm saying? My thing is with the videos and all that shit, you know what I'm saying, and taking it serious. I do take it serious. I take my fans serious, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm a family with them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they've been with me through a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I just want people to know that the difference between me and other artists, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because there's nothing like a Tekashi 6ix9ine. There's only one, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I started a lot of waves, bro. Like, a lot of waves.
Give me some examples.
Hair.
Mm-hmm.
Sound. Visuals. I could keep going.
But you know, have you seen a lot of people biting on your visuals?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say no names. Let them do their thing.
See, I feel like I haven't seen people really catching up to a lot of the shit that
they
you got
can't.
Going on.
They
yeah.
can't. Like,
the Pose video is unreal.
Nah, yeah. The Pose is literally one of the videos that is not... Pose is nothing like a Tekashi 6ix9ine film.
Okay.
Pose is a regular film. You okay. know what I'm saying? Pose is just catchy and it's a happy video vibe, you know what I'm saying?
I like the video a lot though, because it might not be like as technical as some yeah. of the shit that you guys
do. We did Pose, me and Andrew, we was full creative control Pose. Mm-hmm. I gave it to us and we did it.
Okay.
We did it with me, Trippy, and Uno. Zeta Zero, me and Andrew, hands on. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I do everything hands on. I don't have a budget. I don't have no fucking label behind me. I do everything myself. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of people don't get. A lot of people are like, yo, Tekashi 6ix9ine got all this money, all this Nah, bro, I do this shit myself.
Right.
Little dollars in my pocket. I put videos together and make them look like they shit straight came out of fucking Columbia, Sony. You know what I'm saying?
I know, and that's what I'm saying, though, is when I watch your videos, I can tell that it's not like you just hired a big-ass video crew. I'm like, oh, they actually figured out how to get that shot right there. That's like, I could tell that you guys kind of figured it out and made it happen, which gives it like a whole more, like, it's like a raw vibe, but it also has this weird Japanese influence, and it just is, I don't know, it's next level. It's very, very rare that you see an artist who has such a distinct, like, new video style about them. And that, to me, is, like, aside from the fact that musically your shit sounds, like, not really like anybody else I ever heard,
yeah.
The visual element is just huge.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm the best at what I do. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's nobody even close to me. Like, that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. And that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like nobody could touch me in that video aspect. And musically, I'm not a big fan of my music.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of my music, but...
Why do you feel that?
I just feel like it's not all the way there where I want it to be.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, people imitate. Like, they want to sound like me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I mean? But the music is there. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just not a fan of my music. I'm not saying I know, like, my music is trash. I'm just saying I'm not a fan of my music.
Is that why there's no mixtape yet? Is because you feel like you want to get to a certain point before you...
No, there's just no tape because there's no tape. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I'm working on something, but it's not... When it drop, it's going to drop. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the tape, there's going to be a tape. Tekashi 6ix9ine never put out a no tape, never mm-hmm. put out a project of music, never did none of that.
Is your attitude more like, oh, I'm just going to record songs until I find the right one, and then I'm going to make a video? And
hell no. As soon as I record a song, it's straight video.
Oh, right away. Okay.
Yeah, or. And I only got like a handful of songs.
Do you not record that often?
I don't.
Okay.
Or
what do? You wait for the beat? You wait till you have like just the feeling?
Nah, hell no. It's just like, it just be like, yo, you want to go to the studio today? Yeah, I bet. So let me record that. Oh, yo, this shit, all right, let's shoot a video.
Uh-huh.
And then we never go back to the studio.
How long would you on average take to shoot a video?
I could shoot a video in a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I like taking my time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I like getting the good shots. But Pose was, we shot Pose in 2 hours. Shot Pose in 2 hours.
What are those canisters called with the paint spraying out of them? I forget.
I don't know. Like smoke bombs.
Those things are important these days, though.
What, smoke bombs?
Yeah, if you ain't got smoke bombs, what the fuck are you? It's like, it's hard to watch a regular video. It's like, why is there's no exploding bombs of paint in the sky? Yeah.
Nah, but, you know, we just did that, you know what I mean, to give it a little pop.
Did you really go to Slovakia?
Hell yeah. I did a European tour and shit.
Oh, okay. When was that?
Was it? April. Okay. Or April through May.
What was that like? You're in the woods, in the snow?
Shit, crazy. Word. It was just crazy. I never did a show in America, ever. I never even did a show, period, till my first show was in Prague, Czech Republic.
Really?
Or
and was it crazy?
Sold out.
How many people?
What was it like? What was the cap? 15? 15, 2? It was like the cap was, it was, you could look up. I forgot what was the cap. It was like 15. It was me, shout out Pharaoh, Cole Simmons from Russia, and the HaHa crew, Sammy. Talib and
so that was amazing. Was the crowd out there insane?
Boy, shit's crazy. I got actual footage on my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, that shit was fucking dumb.
They appreciate shit out there.
Hell yeah. They've been fiending for me. They've been calling for me. When I tell you, I had like 13 different promoters calling my phone, like trying to book us out there.
Really?
And I was just fucking with my man Yaksha. And that's the only person I fuck with from Europe.
Okay.
Like, not saying that I don't fuck with nobody else, but that's who I trusted.
And then there's this rapper, Dally B, and he's the one who you had in the new video.
Yeah,
Dally
was a producer.
Oh, okay.
But I made that nigga rap and get on the song. Okay. That's like the Justin Bieber of Slovakia, you know what I'm saying?
Because in that video, it's like, meanwhile in Slovakia, and I'm like, oh. And then you're there, and I'm like, what the fuck happened? All right.
Word. But yeah, so Dally, yeah, we did a tour. We started, we landed in Budapest. Did a couple like Mean Grease did, and we just was all over Budapest. From Budapest, we went to Budapest. We went to Slovakia to go to Czech for our first show in Prague, and then it was just a different country every day.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit was insane, crazy. Like, you know what I mean? And there's nothing like a Tekashi 6ix9ine show.
Yeah. So do you have? Because I seen you do a song with Trippy out in New York the other day, and you definitely got fans. Like, I seen a lot of people running up to you, like, real excited that you were there and shit.
Hell yeah.
You've considered those, like, people, like, those are your fans, like, they mean a lot to you, but you're just kind of, like, waiting to do, like, the New York show thing?
Nah, yeah. To be honest with you, bro, like, New York is cool, New York is home, but like I said, there's so many dick riders in New York, bro. Like, so many dick riders in New York. Uh-huh. And New York is hometown for me, but there's a lot of people that just hate New York, and that's why New York will never prosper.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? The last movement to come out of New York was the ASAP mob.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And they did it all the way. Rest in peace, ASAP Yams. You know what I'm saying? And they had that shit on Smash. You know what I'm saying?
G5-9, boom, they snatched them right out from under. Oh, excuse me, not G5-9. I'm thinking...
You think about some other shit.
G9. Oh, wait. What was the Bobby Shmurda shit?
Oh, GS9.
GS9, yeah, damn. I'm GS9. Dissing Suicide Boys right there by accident. Fuck, man. Damn.
Word,
I feel like Michael McCrudden.
So GS9 was a movement too, you know what I'm saying? But I mean for like a worldwide movement. You know, GS9, shout out GS9, shout out Bobby Shmurda, shout out Roddy Rebel, you know. But
ASAP for sure, in terms of getting to that big level.
International. Mm. That's what I'm thinking about, worldwide movements that really shook up the whole world. Like, you know what I mean? New York will never, ever, ever prosper because it's so much hate and dick rot, and everybody wanna be somebody. Everybody wanna just be like, fuck that shit, because look, hear my shit. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And no one ever show love, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm giving time for that New York show, you know what I mean? I love New York, and I'm going to give them a show, but it's not the right time right now.
Mm-hmm. What, I don't even know if I should bring this up, but what happened with this Zilla dude? Because I
don't even want to talk about that kid. I bitched him. If you want to watch the video, videos on YouTube, I bitched Zilla. I bitched that nigga. He a bitch, like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, so I know you don't want to talk about it, but I posted a photo with you, and I just had a million, like, he must have sent his fans to comment on it.
Yeah, of course.
Just because there was a million.
He's a little girl, like, you know what I mean? Like, he will really write to his fans and really lie to them. My name, my full name, yo, you got my ID on you, right? It's in your wallet. Give me it. My full name is Daniel Hernandez. I'm going to put it right there in the camera. Look me up. Daniel Hernandez. I have my paperwork. I brought my paperwork from when I got locked up. Anyway, put that in the camera real quick. Like, see if you could get a good focus on that and really show them. Just cover my address and shit.
Yeah.
Just showed them the name. I don't know if they're going to be able to see that shit.
Kevin right now is going to try to float it. Oh, oh there it is. That's I don't know if he can really.
Damn, I look good as shit.
Before the hair.
Nah, I had the hair. It was just, you know what I'm saying?
All right, well, if they really want to see what's on there, they can screenshot it and zoom in or something. Yeah.
Daniel Hernandez looked me up. You know what I mean? He just made so many rumors. I had to pull up on at his workplace, really bitch him. Like, him and that fake-ass blood nigga he always with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas go to jail and turn blood. I really had to run down on something. Like, someone was so scared. Like, bro, I had that nigga shaking, bro. Like, real shit. It just get me so tight. But that situation, if you want to see it, is on YouTube. Y'all could think whatever y'all want to think. Look me up, Daniel Hernandez. And if you and if they claim that I stole $20,000, you pussy for not getting your $20,000 back. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not giving it back.
So that was the main accusation that he made? Was he saying like you stole saying money from him?
I stole $20,000 from him. Then you a bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He had $20,000? Like, why?
He's, yo, when I say, bro, this kid be, I don't even want to get into it. The kid lived with me all summer of 2016. Kid, I fed him. I gave him bread. My mom will tell you, you know what I'm saying? We will put clothes on his back. Boy, when I say this kid really turned his back, bro, what he wanted to do is beat Tekashi 6ix9ine. He dick rolled the whole South. You know what I'm saying? The kid doesn't have a mind of his own. Since I left, whatever they want to call their little thing, they haven't put out a video since I left. They haven't put out no body of work, nothing. I was the brains of that shit. Me and that kid right there, Trife Drew, brains of everything. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I bitched a nigga on YouTube. Son, know where I live at. He lived with me. Son, still don't pop out. You know what I'm saying? I don't wanna give it too much. You know what I'm saying? He know where I live at. Bro, I'm the only kid in New York that could rock around with rainbow hair and Best Stop, Bushwick, Williamsburg, Canarsie, all that. I can get away with all that. Why? Because I'm respected and I'm not scared to walk around in a hood that's not mine. I'm good. Like, you know what I mean? I feel good. I'm comfortable in my own skin. Kids like that can't. Why? Because he's not from New York.
Really? He's not from New York?
He's from a suburb area somewhere in fucking Carajo land. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I'm good. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So did he make up anything about you on like a legal angle? Yeah, and that's why you wanted to show your name?
Look me up. My name is Daniel Hernandez. D-A-N-I-E-L space H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z.
And so he basically, did he say that you were messing around with underage girls or something?
That's a fact.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? And that wasn't true?
That was not true, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if it was true and you bailed me out, you a bitch. Because who bails out a rapist? Does that make sense?
I mean,
would you bet on a rapist?
A rapist? Well, damn, that would be a tough decision if your friend rapes somebody and it's like you're supposed to bail your friend out, but he's a rapist now.
I mean, you should get bitched and you should get robbed. You know what I mean? Like, real shit. Like, you gonna, like, you know what I'm saying?
No. If he's a rapist, we're leaving him in jail.
Nah, that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? And kids like that are straight bozos. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I really will smack the shit out, boy, but you know what I mean? Like, he a cop caller. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and his big blood homie a bitch too. That nigga not blood. That nigga fool.
Okay, so, but you did go to jail for a little bit, right? What happened with that?
Yeah, I went to jail. I had a couple priors. I got caught selling heroin at a store, and then I beat up the owner of the store. So they hit me with sale of illegal substance, and then I had an assault, second degree assault.
So what, you're just hanging out selling fucking heroin and then the owner's like, no, you can't do that here.
I was working in the store.
Oh, okay.
Or I was working
and selling heroin?
Yeah.
From behind the bodega? Oh my God, I love this guy.
So, I didn't know, bro. I was mad young.
You didn't know it was illegal to sell heroin at the bodega?
I didn't know.
Damn, that's lit. How old were you when this happened?
I was a minor. Oh, I was a minor. Okay. All that shit, I was a minor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But how long did you go away for?
I was out for a couple months. Okay. I just stopped rapping. Like, when you hear Tekashi 6ix9ine, everybody knows who the fuck Tekashi 6ix9ine is. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows. It's just, I just went away for, you know what I mean? I had to cut all my hair off. I had a baldy or the hair left.
That's fucking brutal.
Word. It's just, I had to look presentable in front of the judge.
Oh, that too, yeah. But they probably make you do that shit as soon as you get in jail too, right?
I don't know. That's only when you reach up top.
Oh, then they make you cut your hair?
Yeah, they make you. But on the island, Rikers Island, you don't have to cut your hair. You
know Rikers Island as bad as they say it is?
Man, you know what I mean? You got to survive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's the jungle.
Yeah. But they're like gonna shut it down. It's so bad, right?
Nah. Yeah, they're gonna shut it down. It's all about money. You know what I mean? It's not about it being bad. It just you know, white people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They want to build amusement parks and bullshit like that. Like, what the fuck is
knock down Rikers Island, build an amusement park, keep all the prisoners as employees. Word. That's what I'm saying.
Word.
That's crazy. So wait, like you get out of jail from that shit, and were you like, I'm gonna keep my nose clean, and you're like, nah, fuck it, I'm going crazy.
And I had to keep my nose clean. You know what I mean? Like, people watching my videos, the DA and all that. You know what I'm saying? I just had to lay low.
Man, speaking of, what about your friend Schlosser?
Oh yeah, shout out Schlosser.
Am I allowed to talk about? I mean, he basically explains what happened in that song, but he basically like he had.
All right. So in Zeta Zero.
Yes.
There was actually this, right? Zeta Zero. How Schlosser's verse go? No, how it start? Oh, all right. So FBI knocking at my door. They want the rocket. They looking for the what? They looking for the rocket. Harlem niggas snitching. Toting guns, they never pop it. You know what I'm saying? So the niggas that making up all these rumors, you know who I'm talking about. They gonna already know. They the ones who snitched on Schlosser and said he had a rocket launcher in the crib, but they wanna post with that fake fucking rocket launcher. And you know what I'm saying?
It was fake?
It wasn't fake. It was like a prop. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And they just mad because Schlosser had it.
Right.
But when Schlosser exposed them for having the fake one, you know what I mean? Because they wanted to be just like Schlosser. They ride dick, like, you know what I mean? And they told I guess someone got on the phone with FBI or whatever and snitched on Schlosser because we all used to run together and said that he had one. And because Schlosser had exposed one of them and said, yo, your shit fake. Like, you know what I mean? You on Airsoft. And yeah, they were snitching. So that's what the song was about. And that's why, you know, Schlosser's the homie.
Because he was in... Well, my vlog alluding to the rocket launcher, and then
yeah,
he said
gave
that
his address.
But like, they showed up again because of that, right?
Yeah, I had hit you up. I texted you. I was like, yo, this shit got.
And that blew my mind because I'm like, okay, like maybe I believe the cops probably watch my vlog sometimes, but why are the cops in New York watching a vlog that just came out because this kid is in it? Like, what the fuck?
Nah, the cops watch everything I'm in. The cops watch everything I'm in. Like, I'm hot. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like the cops in New York are really good at social media, and out here they don't give a fuck.
You know, they watching this interview. You know what I'm saying? They gonna watch this interview.
What's up, officer? How you doing?
You know what I'm saying? They gonna watch this interview.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I want to tell the NYPD that I got caught having sex in a cab in Times Square in like, you know, probably like 10 years ago, and nothing happened. So.
Word.
Yeah, and because it was the girl's dad was in the FBI. She told the cop that. Boom, let us go.
Word. Are you single now?
No.
All right, so we can't talk about certain shit.
No, I'm single as a motherfucker. Yeah, believe me, this podcast would be totally different if I was single tomorrow.
Nah, no.
Shout out to my lovely girlfriend. I had another good question. I was going to go right after that. Oh, yeah. But him, he's the only reason. Schlosser's the only reason why I even know you.
Yeah.
Because you, like,
that's my man's. Like, Schlosser's my man's, like, from the hood, like, from the town. Like, he from the Bronx. He from 140th.
Right.
But, were like
the only reason I know about him is because he sent me, like, there was a really funny picture of him in the fucking hot tub with this girl. He's fingering this girl.
That was his girl.
Yeah,
my man girl.
Okay. gang. And there's all pints of fucking God knows what all around him. And then I like just saw the photo and I was like, this photo is crazy. I put it on Twitter or something. Boom, he sent me a tote bag with that picture printed on the tote bag.
Word.
Then when I was in New York, he's like, yo, let's get up. I'm like, all right. And then he introduced me to you. I didn't even know you were rapping like that. And then you started to like show me one of your videos, and then I was just like, what the fuck? Like, you know,
because you was like, you told me that people
I had no idea
asking for me on your Twitter.
Yeah, because we posted a picture, and then people on Twitter were like, you're with that dude. And then you showed me one video, and like, I see videos, like, I got kids trying to show me the videos all day, every day. And I never see a video that I give a fuck about. I was like, that is the craziest video I've seen in a long time right there.
When I tell you I'm the hottest nigga coming out my city, I'm the hottest nigga coming out my city.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the hottest nigga. I feel like I'm the hottest out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about myself. Like, a lot of people don't like my ego. A lot of people don't like me.
I think you
as
need
a
that.
Person. I don't need it. It's just me. Like, I'm being myself. Like, I just like me. Like, I will have sex with me, bro.
Mm.
Like, real shit, bro. Like, if I could.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever try sucking your own dick?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Nah, I didn't. I really didn't. But, like,
I didn't try just because it seems like, man, you see this gut? That thing is far away. That was a fucking. No way.
Nah, you try to suck your own dick?
I mean, I just never tried because it just seems impossible. I'm like, I'm probably like a good 18 inches away from it, right? If I lost a lot of weight, enrolled in a couple yoga classes for the next 10 years, maybe. I don't know. I doubt it.
Crazy. No.
But I don't know. Okay, but there's something about... See, I thought you got locked up for like some crazy shit with girls or some shit just because maybe I've been misled by some of these comments. Oh, bro, shirt coming off. Like, ain't nobody done that since XXX, I don't think.
Yo, bro.
Lit.
What?
Take the shirt off during the interview.
Oh, no. I think I was getting mad hot. You want me to put the shirt back on?
No, it's great. I love it. Right. Sex appeal.
Yeah, so like I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? I got all these tattoos, you know what I mean? The girl's gonna be watching, you know, the 6ix9ines, you know, they got a show.
Ladies, DM.
No, don't DM me.
Okay, don't DM them. No.
Just run up on me when you see me.
Mm-hmm. Word. Just grab it. Unroll the condom before you even walk up. Yeah.
So my thing is, you know what I mean? I'm different from all these other artists, and none of these artists are gonna be able to touch me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Like I love a lot of artists' creativity and I respect their work, mm-hmm. but I don't feel like people match my work, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? They don't match my work ethic, they don't match what I do, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And a lot of people is not as original as I am, you know what I'm saying? So that's gonna show, you know what I mean? Like now, 2017, 2018, Tekashi 6ix9ine is not the same Tekashi 6ix9ine. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Tekashi 6ix9ine is on a whole new level.
Do you feel like you're progressing every time you make a song that you need to like step it up, do something different?
I feel like I'm progressing every day. Mm-hmm. Like now I got a different mindset to this shit. Like, you know what I mean? And I feel like people are really gonna feel the wave. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I had the wave like carried on my back since I started.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to conquer it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people on my wave right now. Mm-hmm. Or,
I mean, there's the whole like career of like a rapper and what you could be. And all I can say is like, I've seen it happen a lot of times, but you're in that upward stage right now. And that's what's so interesting is because it's like anything you put out at this point, it's like you have the public's eye. And it's like a very different situation than where 99.9% of rappers are in the position where they either they already had a little bit of that and then they lost it and now nobody gives a fuck and their shit is going to get less interesting as it goes by, or they just nobody gives a fuck in the first place. Your shit is at this moment right now where it's like the eyes are on you no matter what you do.
Bro, the eyes been on me. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like the eyes always been on me. It's just like nobody really knows Tekashi 6ix9ine. We know of him, but they like, yo, we can't just steal ideas from him anymore. We can't do this because we can't do it better than him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people gonna know, bro. Like a lot of people gonna figure, they just gonna know, and they gonna ride a bandwagon. If you're not on the wave now, you're gonna. Like, you're gonna
figure it out. How did you, because a lot of people, probably the first time they saw you was in polls. How did you and Trippy get in touch and start working together?
You know what's crazy? Trippy had commented under my pic after that beef. And Trippy wrote...
Beef with him?
Nah, beef with the whole
Oh,
the
okay,
whole
that beef.
Beef,
yeah, okay.
And he had wrote, because he thought that them niggas was blood, but then he didn't know they were fool.
Oh.
So he was like, Trippy don't know this. Like, Trippy don't know that I know. But Trippy had commented under my post and said, yo... word to EK5 something, you know, some blushing. And he was like, yo, word to that, you think you tough or some shit. I literally, like, I respect Trippy, but I laughed at it. And I was just like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you all the way in LA, you know what I'm saying? I'm in Brooklyn, you know what I mean? Like, anyway, I DM'd Trippy right after he did that. And I said, yo, I fuck with Trapstar. And he said, oh shit, like I fuck with your shit. And then I FaceTime called him. He was with Chris King. Shout out Chris King.
Shout out Chris King.
And Chris King and him was just like on some like, yo, we fuck with your shit. And then we just happened to come out to LA mm-hmm. and do that shit. But Trippy was just like at Trippy's defense, he was just looking out for someone that he thought was one of his brothers. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But he didn't know them niggas was fool.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah, well, I think you and Trippy like are very much like of sort of the same mentality. Like when I see you and like I see you coming out of New York and then I saw you guys do that video together, I'm like, oh, that is so perfect because you guys have sort of like a very unique like outlook on rap in terms of just being willing to just do different things and go in different directions. And that's what you that's a direction that you need to like really double down on, because New York is so closed-minded that I feel like the scene is set where they want somebody who's actually doing something different and breaking open boundaries and shit, you know?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. So like New York just need a, New York need me right now. I ain't gonna lie. New York needs that, someone to carry it on his back, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people repping New York, they're not even from New York, you know what I'm saying?
So where did the whole HIV STD thing come from? Because a lot of people are probably real confused about that.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to do the HIV walk. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I used to do the AIDS walk every year. I had a couple friends that had it. And they still living or whatever, but I used to do it with them. And they lived like I said, all that bullying shit when I was younger, all that shit, the kids can't stand up for themselves. I always carried that shit and I put HIV on my back. And I did it literally for them, you know what I mean? Like, if they could go through it, you know what I mean, and handle that shit, I wanted someone to say something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And no one ever said something to me. You know what I'm saying? No one ever said, yo, what that mean? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because I wanted somebody to say something to me. Right. I'm just all for standing for the people that can't stand up for themselves.
That's what's up.
So word, that's what
that's probably HIV the best possible answer I could have imagined for that question.
Word.
Yeah, because I didn't really know what the fuck it was about either. But like, I think a lot of people like thought that you just thought it was funny or something to be like, hey, you check it out, I got
that
AIDS.
That shit not a game, bro. Yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah. That shit is not a game. I promote safe sex and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to come out with my own condoms.
Or, really?
Yeah.
That's actually really easy to do. Yeah. But
you know what I mean?
You could probably go in a lot of different directions. You should make ones with holes in them already. So you can feel it better?
No. Mine is already, that's like the exclusive ones. Like, okay, yeah. That's like, those cost a lot of money. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're not for the girl.
What are you thinking? What's yours going to be like, spikes on and shit? Rainbow colors?
No? It's definitely going to be rainbow, different flavors. Oh. And it's going to have 6ix9ine prints all over the condom.
That's a good idea too, yeah.
So like.
What is it about you and women? Like, what's your secret to just trapping women in your spell? I get the feeling that you're like really, really good at this.
I don't know, bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's just a 6ix9ine. Mm. I mean, that's the key. That's how I give it up.
You think they see it on your face and they're like, well, I want to get my pussy eaten, so there you go.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the way they think about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure girls can see it in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? I got, like, this thing with my eyes. Like, I could just, you know what I mean? I got, like, this sparkle thing in my eyes.
You think you got that gift of gab where you could just talk a girl into doing whatever you want, kind of?
I actually don't even talk.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just all... just an exchange of mental.
It's the sparkle, I'm telling you.
Sparkle, okay. That's what's up, yeah.
All right, so that was one of those things.
That's fire. What about shooting videos in New York? Is a lot of like problems that come with this,
hell
though?
Yeah.
Because I feel like when I'm looking at your videos, I'm like, this just looks like
permits.
He should get in trouble for this.
I
know you don't.
I don't be having permits for nothing. I just be doing shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just be like, yo, I want to do this. And I tell Andrew, I'll be like, yo, let's go do this. And we do it.
But do the cops ever like show up and or you
hell
ever get
no.
an angry email or anything?
I can't have no police contact. So thank God they never pull up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. There's even like little things like in the UE video. I'm like, man, that Disney logo in the background just seems like it shouldn't be there.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But Trippy got a movie coming out with Disney. I don't want to say it, but like he got a movie coming out with Disney.
So. Aladdin?
Yeah.
They cast him?
Yeah, yeah. So like, you know, they sponsored that video.
Is that fire? That's fire. Wait, do you have aspirations of being like in movies? I feel like every rapper always says that.
Not me. I know I could be a villain in a movie. You know
what
I'm
saying? I can see that.
So like, that's one of my goals.
Well, WorldStar already called you the final SoundCloud boss. How'd that feel?
That's cool because I don't even have a SoundCloud.
That's actually a really good point. Yeah.
So like, if I'm the SoundCloud boss, I feel bad for whoever like promoting their SoundCloud every day. You know what I'm saying?
Because they can't even get to you. You're not on there. They got to fight a fake account with like 4,000 followers or something.
Yeah, but you know, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, SoundCloud is SoundCloud. I never had it. Not saying I got anything against it, but like, I just never thought about making it. I just put my music on YouTube and they download it and make their own little file for SoundCloud.
Dex don't have a SoundCloud either.
Word?
I don't know why exactly, but that might be the new wave. Don't have a SoundCloud.
It's been a wave for me.
Also, if you meet like the hoodest dude in the world who's like kind of popping, like a lot, half the time they don't have SoundClouds either. They just don't even know about it yet.
Word.
Yeah, it's like a lot of dudes just don't even know.
Nah, I don't have a SoundCloud, but and also I don't got no Twitter or none of that. I only got an Instagram.
Yeah.
That's the only social media outlet I have.
Were you scared when you got the giant 6ix9ine tattoo on your face? You ever have any fears about getting any of these?
Hell no. Like, you know what I mean? Like, My face is already ugly. Like, I just thought that it would, like, get rid of the acne and shit.
That's kind of how I feel about getting face tattoos, too. It's like, man, I already look like shit. If I get a bunch of tattoos on my face, it's like, it's not like a pretty girl doing it where it's like,
nah, yeah, like,
she's fucking up something nice. Yeah, I'm like, I'm already not really working with a whole lot here.
Nah, yeah, I was just like, I got to get rid of these pimples because I hate the comments like, yo.
You get that a lot?
Yeah, hell yeah. So they like, yo, clean your face. I'm just like, yo, what if I put a 6ix9ine over this fucking acne?
So it gives them something else to say instead of like, yeah, oh, you like, got some
zits. I'd rather get the comments like, yo, you're never going to be shit in life and your career is almost over than cover up them pimples.
What? How do you feel when you read comments like that?
I laugh at myself. Like, I literally wake up and just laugh at myself.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, there's something kind of nice about becoming a meme where it's like there's so many people talking shit about it and they don't really know anything about you and you're just kind of like, all right, like, I guess this is what it's like to be popular or famous or something, is that you're a meme.
I feel like if nobody talk about you, you're just boring, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't feel no type of way about the negative feedback that I get. Like, if you're going to waste your time and really talk about me, you're actually making me litter. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need the negative shit, but the negative shit is helping. So, like, keep coming with it. Like,
talking, you know, is talking. Yeah, this shit always helps, man. I only have a few more questions written down. I mean, we can talk about whatever we want, but I have this written down. It's like, I've seen you curb stomp someone in a video, and I'm pretty sure that I saw you make a guy smoke crack in a video and also shoot heroin.
Yeah, that was actually... that was crazy. But, yeah, that, like... You know what I mean? Those are people I grew up with.
The curb stomp was fake.
No, the curb stomp was obviously fake. Yes. And I would have broke his teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
God, you ever seen American History X?
That's where I got it from.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what always makes me think of.
That's why people never appreciate. Like, I feel like it goes over people's heads sometimes. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people don't understand, like, where I be getting, like, these ideas from. But, like, a lot of people just look over that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but what about the guy shooting heroin and the guy fucking doing crack and stuff? Those are just people you knew around then?
Yeah, that's just people I knew and shit. Like the nigga smoking crack was the nigga that we always just sent to the store. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And the white dude that shot heroin was actually, I think, the nigga that is a fake blood, that was his pops.
Oh.
Or,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, do you ever feel like there might be... You get any kind of... They're dying over here, too.
That nigga sucked my dick.
For the record, I don't know who these people are. I don't know what's happening. I'm not talking about anybody's dad. I don't know anything about you and heroin, but... Yo, I can't believe you did a video with Bodega Bams. That's the most that's the most random connection I was expecting.
Who?
But you don't know?
Oh, not yet. Nah, I'm fucking joking.
I was like, uh-oh.
Shout out Bodega and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you even had him sounding a little bit, you know... Not like his usual self in that song, too. It sounded a little bit more edgy.
Yeah.
The vocal effects and stuff.
Yeah, word. But what was that, 2015? 2015, word.
You 2015. Took most of your videos offline from that era back in the day, right? Or a couple to, here and there?
Yo, bro, when they brought that shit to Grand Jury, I looked so stupid there, like, in a big-ass 60-inch screen, like, niggas shooting heroin and, like...
Yeah.
Look dumb, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm self-indicting myself. So
you gotta feel like most rappers feel that way at a certain point. Like, damn, imagine being black youngster.
I didn't know. Oh, yeah, like, yeah. I was mad young. I'm like, yo, this is cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know. Like, niggas like, oh, where you showing heroin in the video? Like, all right, that's 15 years.
Mm.
Like, what?
Did you used to have the guns in the video? Like, the real like handguns in New York City type shit? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That probably didn't go over well, huh?
But that's everyday life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's everyday life. Niggas always got it on a little pocket rocket.
Mm.
You
know, but man, it's scary as fuck to have a gun in New York. The laws are crazy out there.
Yeah, niggas still got them though. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Especially the way shit is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the type of nigga that always gotta have it around me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people hate me, like, because they just can't be me. So niggas always gotta keep it on them.
So you have to be careful about how you move around these days?
People always make sure I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People always around me got it.
New York's weird because it's like there's so much walking around being done. In LA, it's like you kind of bring your car a lot and shit.
Yeah. LA's different.
Yeah.
But New York is definitely more intense. Like, you know what I mean? not taking anything away from LA. I'll just be here for a couple of days, in and out. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, but there's just so much. Like, New York is all about just people being crammed in, so you just feel like there's shit going on around you all the time. You can never really be alone. Like, even if you were on your block 3 o'clock in the morning, there's still a couple people walking around and shit.
Word. Like, I don't trust nobody, you know what I mean? Like I be on my block and there's be niggas hating on me, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't put it past no one. Yo, shout out Mo, shout out Days, shout out my man Kai, shout out Steven, shout out Neto, shout out my brother Oscar. Just shout out all, whole gang. You know what I mean? Or
shout out Oscar. Yeah. So what do you want to accomplish in this rap game?
To be honest with you, I'm not with accomplishing nothing. I want to be myself and let the world know who Tekashi 6ix9ine is. With this interview, I just want them to hear me speak. You know what I'm saying? With this interview, they haven't heard me speak or, you know what I mean, hear a lot that Tekashi 6ix9ine has to say. You know what I mean? I'm going based off your questions. But with going forward, learning about who Tekashi 6ix9ine is, they're gonna fall in love with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And for the people who already love me, I love them. You know what I'm saying? Because they get me through a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I have a real connection with the people who support me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been there for a long time. You know what I mean? Even when I went to jail, came back, they were still there. Mm.
Yeah, man. I was impressed by the first time I seen it, but then every single time I see a new video or a new look come out for you, I'm like more and more impressed each time. And I've slowly just kind of become a real believer. Like, I think this is actually happening. But it's cool. It's refreshing to talk to you and realize that you view it more as like you're expressing your art rather than, oh, I'm trying to make it. That's what I hate. Motherfuckers be coming up to me about rapping like, oh, bro, I'm going to be rich. I'm like,
nah, bro, I already felt like I made it. Like, you know what I mean? Now it's just me being me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, once I did the tour all through Europe, I was like, yo, what am I doing this for? Like, I already impacted people's hearts. I had people crying when they met me. Like, literally people gasping for air. They couldn't even believe that they touched me. Like, you know what I mean? Remember when we went to shit, I had foams, like, cause all I wear is foams. Like, you know what I mean? I had foams thrown on stage when I'm there. I had people with Scum Gang tattoos all over, 6ix9ine tattoos. Like, I don't need to do this shit no more. Like, you know what I mean? I don't need to. You know what I mean? I'm doing this shit because it's me. Like, you know what I mean? I want to do this shit. You know what I mean? And a lot of rappers just do it for the clout, and they do it for mad other shit. I don't know what the fuck they do it for, but
it's a weird state of affairs when Prague knows about what's about to hit before, like, Harlem figures it out. But I think that's true.
I mean, Eastern Europe Harlem, knows. Harlem stay in fucking Starlets. You know what I mean? Harlem stay in, and they stay in fucking Lust and shit, you know what I mean? They only, you know, shout out A Boogie, but they bumping, you know what I mean? Just straight radio, you know what I mean?
It's all the way up. Yeah. It's all the way up. You should do a remix of that. No?
Bro, I don't even want to get into it. Yeah.
Is there anything else that's like stands out to you as shit that you want to talk about before we get this over with? Or?
Nah, I just want to, you know, address, you know, to the fans. And I literally did this interview just to give back to them because they just wanted to hear me speak. And I wanted them to, you know, really tell them to not believe rumors and none of that shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you really want to believe what happened, there's actual facts. My name is Daniel Hernandez, Daniel space Hernandez. Look me up on Google, and I'll give 100,000. Fuck 100,000. My man Chris got it. My man said, if you could find anything about it on Google that Tekashi 6ix9ine, even if we got the laptop here, and you could look at if Tekashi 6ix9ine actually did some foul shit to some girl, some shit, like, I'll give it to you. And Adam's here. They could hit you in the DM.
I just think, you know, it's so fucked and up because it's a fucked up thing to say about somebody.
And it's so fucked up, but it's okay. Hmm. It's okay. Like, I'm not, like, my thing is, I'm going to put the pieces together real quick. Someone raped somebody, right? They go to jail. I bail them out. Once I bail them out, that person I bailed out steals the money I bailed them out with. Mm. You look like a fucking idiot. First you bail out a rapist, then get robbed by the rapist. Mm. You look real fucking dumb. So all these rumors you made up made you look dumb because my name is Daniel Hernandez. If it doesn't pop up, Where's your facts, bro?
Paperwork. Where's the receipts?
Where's your receipts from the bail bonds? You look bad. You just bailed out a rapist and got robbed by the rapist. You a fool. You a bozo. I'm gonna leave it there. You know what I mean? All that other shit don't matter. If you want to see what really happened, go on YouTube and put Tekashi 6ix9ine bitches Zillakami. You can see the fear in boys' eyes. Do not want nothing. I live on 18 Locust Street. Haven't popped out since I did that to him. And I be there every day in front of my block. Or.
Translation. Pull up.
Or.
No.
And all this going to jail, turning blood for protection. That shit whack. That shit corny. Or so, you know what I mean? And I'm by myself, bro. Like, I be by myself all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not involving nobody. You see Tekashi 6ix9ine, he be by himself, cool and smiling, rainbowed out, taste the rainbow type shit. You know what I'm saying? And nobody still don't do nothing to me. I never seen nobody call out Tekashi 6ix9ine, like, yo, Tekashi 6ix9ine a bitch. Yo, Tekashi 6ix9ine, dude. Why? Because I'm good. Nobody ever tried to say nothing bad about Tekashi 6ix9ine. The only people that will say something bad about Tekashi 6ix9ine is the people who used to run with Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know what I mean? And they know what type of circumstances he in. So they push my buttons for me to do something so they could call the cops. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to jail for nobody. Like I said, you lived with me. You know where I live. You still don't come because you know what I'm about. I fed you. I clothed you. I made you who you are. The people who follow you, they all my fans. And you lied to them. And I still love my fans. Even the people calling me all type of bad names and you did this, you did that. I don't blame you. I do not blame you. I still love my fans like since the first day. You know what I mean? Like, I know y'all just brainwashed. Y'all confused. And it's okay. I'm not about nothing. I don't hold no grudges. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they know where I live. They don't pop out. They know what I'm about. There's a video of me doing that to all three of them. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, and you know what I mean? They just be writing statements and shit. Like, you know what I mean? They really, but niggas don't want it with me, bro. Like, I never met not one rapper that threw a shot at me, bro. Not one, but the people I ran with. Why? Because everybody else know. And I'm gonna leave it there. You know what I mean? I don't wanna. Just look me up. Hit up Adam. DM Adam. Let them know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, DM Adam. Give me my DMs. Follow me. DM me. I'll delete the DM, but I'll still have the follow.
You know what I'm saying? But this interview was for y'all. I'm going to leave it there because this interview is literally for y'all. I wanted to give y'all the answers y'all was looking for, and I wanted y'all to know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Tekashi, explain what happened. I don't give a fuck if you my brother. You staying in jail if you did some dirt shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But... like I said, they know Tekashi 6ix9ine. They know what I'm about. Leave it there.
Gang. Hey, man. I'm glad we got this interview done so there can be some context behind all these crazy videos that I'm a big fan of. And I'm a big fan of the music. And the new song with Dex and them is crazy as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Watch that as zero. Where we at? Yo, Andrew, where we at? 60,000. No blog push. I'm not signing no label. I'm not nothing. I'm just Tekashi 6ix9ine with a little Instagram, a little phone. I'm just... That's a real co-following. Like, you know what I mean? I have my own fan base. And, you know what I mean? It's only going to get bigger. Or
I believe in 6ix9ine. Hey, man. Thank you very much for coming through and doing this interview. Appreciate it.
That shit gang shit. Let's
go. New York. Keep a motherfucking eye out.
Or
hey, this has been No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Thank you very much to Tekashi 6ix9ine for coming through and doing this thing, putting on. Check his shit out. YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Or well... SoundCloud, it might just end up
no
there.
SoundCloud, no YouTube.
Thank you, bro.
All right, bro.
Peace.